Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Luke, if you only knew the power of listening to the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is a Thursday, November 6th, episode, what episode is this? 17, what?
83.
My sheet was cut off a little bit there. And I can't read it, do anything without reading it. Okay, so anyway, 21 days until Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute. That sound is a...
That's a turkey.
Turkey, right, you're correct.
Is turkey the correct answer? It is.
It is. All right.
John, 40, so you know, the year 1783 marked the official end of the American Revolutionary War with the signing of the Treaty of Paris on September 3rd.
This is kind of like today in history.
Year edition.
Yearly, yeah. Yeah. 49 days until Christmas. And we can't wait for that special guest Santa Claus going to be in our building talking to us.
Yeah, I can't believe he's going to take time. Do you think he's going to land on the roof of the radio station, or do you think he's going to drive?
I would land on the roof of the radio station.
I wouldn't either. That's why I asked.
We might need to tell him, you know.
They might bring him in a limo.
We don't have a chimney either.
Drive him up to the front.
He could probably land the sleigh out in the back parking area here.
Yeah, there we go. Put a helipad out there.
Yeah.
Somebody better be getting in contact with Mr. Claus.
There have been some preliminary negotiations.
Now, you know that's not true. Now, you just don't say that if it's not true. You've been in preliminary conversation with Santa Claus.
Not with Santa himself. He has people.
Oh, okay.
He's been talking to an elf.
You probably need to let me handle that, fellas. Anyway, Veterans Day is next Tuesday, November the 11th. MTSU. Hey, this, I can't say it. My words won't come out. 12:30 p.m. airtime for that MTSU game. High school football playoffs continue tomorrow on WGNS. This weekend, Vanderbilt hosts Auburn, and both UT and the Titans have bye weeks. And today is Throwback Thursday, and for second time in probably the last few weeks, Dalton is going to be here for Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I don't know. We never know.
Okay.
It just pops up in our head right at the last second. So
last week we did some Halloween Throwback Thursday stuff.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yes, we did. Maybe we could do some Thanksgiving throwback.
Well, let's don't waste that one yet.
What I'm saying is you won't might not be here.
Oh, that's true.
Get on our
I don't have great Thanksgiving memories.
You don't have any good memories of anything.
No, that's true, I guess. Yeah.
That's what's so sad about all of this. Really, you just don't. But anyway, we'll be talking about that. But let's do our song of the day today. It is, let's see, most iconic TV show theme songs. Yesterday we did, what was it? Come on.
Moving on up.
This one is Johnny Mandel and Mike Altman.
I did a little mix right there because a lot of people don't realize that the MASH theme song actually had words, but they didn't use the words in the TV show.
A lot of people don't know that there was a movie called MASH with Donald Sutherland and Elliot Gould, and that was the first time, and they did sing it on the movie, but when they went to a TV, they just went to an instrumental. So that's our song of the day, the most iconic TV show theme songs. That's number 7. And the name of that was Suicide is Painless.
Correct. And so I took the, and it matched up pretty well, but the MASH theme song also had the sound effect of a helicopter with it because it was, you know, Vietnam War. Yeah. So I kind of mixed those two together.
All right. So we're going to come up with a Throwback Thursday for you today. We're also going to have Good Neighbor events. We'll have the weather. We'll be talking traffic today as well. And, of course, our favorite dad joke of the day is coming up as well right here on News Radio WGNS. And, Dalton, stand by, because when we come up with an idea, we're going to try to include you in it.
Okay, thanks.
Because it may be pretty difficult, you know.
Yeah, if y'all are talking about MASH, I'll have no idea.
You've only been on this earth 25 years.
26.
Ooh. Oh, old.
Moving on up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 53. Winds southeast 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Friday showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs warm into the low 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming. Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless seas and sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric. Bringing good energy.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a wild ending between the Lakers and the Spurs, but LA survived 118-116 to extend their winning streak to 5. Luka Doncic ended with 35 points, 9 rebounds, and 13 assists. Nikola Jokic recorded his 5th triple-double of the season, and the Nuggets defeated the Heat 122-112. Russell Westbrook also had a triple-double as the shorthanded Kings beat the shorthanded Warriors 121-116. And the Trailblazers handed OKC their first loss of the season, coming out on top 121-119. In the NHL, another historic night for Alex Ovechkin.
And a puck behind the net. Bennington looking to play it, and he gave it away to Ovechkin. The puck centered up here for Chikrin, a drive, and a puck that is in, a score! And it's 900 goals for Alexander Ovechkin!
You just heard on the Capitals Radio Network, they crushed the Blues 6-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on The Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As we gather around the table this Thanksgiving, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From the MTE family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
Thought I was reading a Hallmark card there for a second. Oh, that was really nice. Nicely written.
Thanksgiving's cool. Almost here. 21 days.
That was me.
Oh, you wrote it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your English teacher was really good in middle school, man. Taught you how to diagram those sentences, use those adjectives properly. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Then I went to high school.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you learned something there, too.
Not my freshman year.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Terrible experience. I was put into the wrong English class, and it was determined my sophomore year after my first 6 weeks, and I had 112 average that I needed to be in honors English.
Yeah, that happens, too. That happened to me in the sixth grade. I was in 603. I moved to Manchester, and I was in Manchester City Schools for a year, and they got my transcripts back, and they moved me to 601 after the first 6 weeks, and I'm like going, what? And I didn't even know what they were doing in math. I mean, it was terrible.
Y'all played it all wrong. What you do is you dumb down yourself just a little bit and then take an easy year. That's what you should have done.
Well, that was our problem. We didn't really know that it was going to be. We just thought that was the norm. So, you know.
Now, when I was in high school, they asked you. They didn't just move you. They would ask, would you like to move up? And I said no every time. Just stay here where it's easy.
What dedication, man. Oh, gee. But some news on Mr. Creasy out there at Siegel High mm-hmm. School, too, Brian.
Yeah, he is moving to the central office.
He's moving on up.
Going to be the secondary coordinator. Now, does that mean, I don't even know what that job is, but.
That would be high school coordinator.
Ooh.
I think Miss Haley is the elementary, then there's a middle school, and he is the secondary school coordinator.
Mm, very nice. He'll do well at that, for sure.
Have to wear ties more. Have to wear a few more ties.
Well.
I think he wore a tie at Siegel. He wore a tie when I was at Siegel.
Yeah, so he's used to it. So congratulations to him. Our good neighbor of the day is Chris Harris, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for all he does to promote middle and high school athletics in the county. Chris is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
This good neighbor recognition is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others. Well, today is National Nacho Day. Get yourself some nachos, plated with all the fixins.
I just love nachos.
Yeah. Oscar's Taco Shop's got a good plate of nachos if you're in the mood.
I'm nacho for it.
Bring them to my house, please. 624.
In retirement, it's all about income, your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net, risolutions.net, and make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Clarksville police say a woman hit an officer directing traffic during the Clarksville Half Marathon Saturday morning. Investigators report Sergeant Joel Gibbons was stopping cars for runners when 22-year-old Zoe Gaines drove forward, striking him and sending him onto her hood. Gaines allegedly tried to flee but was caught after resisting arrest and biting another officer. She's charged with multiple counts, including aggravated assault on a first responder. Her bond is set at $50,000. Both officers were treated at the scene. Julian Goodrum appeared in Loudoun County Court Wednesday, where a judge reduced his charges from first to second degree murder in the deaths of Betty and James Ramsey last March. The judge said there was no evidence of premeditation. Goodrum's attorney also tried to block body camera footage showing Goodrum the day before the killings, arguing his rights were violated, but the judge denied that motion. The case now heads to a grand jury, and Goodrum's bond was lowered to $100,000.
Let's talk trash. Since 2016, we've reduced the amount of litter on our roadways by, drumroll please, 12%. But there are still 88 million pieces of litter on our roadways, which is just way too many millions. Come on, people, help a cup out. Let's do this. Join the movement at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Middle Tennessee is predicted to face a roller coaster of fall weather this weekend. Strong storms are expected Friday afternoon through early Saturday, with wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour. After a mild Saturday, a powerful cold front moves in Sunday, dropping highs into the 40s and bringing wind chills in the 30s and even teens by Monday morning. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. It is a Thursday. We're going to throw it back here in a little bit. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up and Rewind with Brandon Brooks. Another check of the weather, and we'll be looking at traffic at about, around 6:34. All that to look forward to. Oh, that's back. Okay, I thought it disappeared.
Just so you know, John, throw it back means something different to the kids than it does to you.
Oh, really?
It is it's a dance move that we shouldn't be doing because nobody wants to see it.
Well, I'm just glad that passed. I'm just past that. I mean, I'm already, you know, too old to do any of that. So.
Oh, but watch this. Watch this.
No.
6'7".
That's the dictionary.com word of the year.
Why is it? I don't understand.
Well, that's the point. The point is that it is nothing and it doesn't make sense.
Is it 6'7" or is it 67" or is
no,
it?
No, it's 6'7".
6'7".
But the point is there's no meaning behind it. That's why it's funny.
6'7".
The thing, because people get, I've had to explain it to so many people, and it's not kids my age. It's not even like high school kids. It's like middle school, elementary school kids who are real into this joke. And what I have to always explain is, I guarantee you, if you think back to when you were in middle and elementary school, there were things that you thought were hilarious that were really dumb.
Oh, I know one for you.
There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, the big joke was just the letter E. Like, that was the big joke. And everybody's got one. So let the kids have their fun. They'll look back on it in embarrassment in 10 years. We don't need to embarrass them now.
Words or phrases that kids used back then, I can't remember them right offhand, but I know they used them a lot when I was teaching. You'd hear them, you know, and then you'd pick them up and say them yourself.
Well, and with the internet, now you got memes and all this kind of stuff. Like, I see Facebook moms posting pictures of minions every single day, and that's just as cringy to me as 6'7". So I just don't understand. Are you going to play the laugh track every time we say it?
Facebook's just a little bit behind, you know. Oh, yeah. In terms, you know,
yeah,
older people are a little behind.
John, Facebook is apparently for us codgers.
Yeah.
And how many pictures of minions do you see when you scroll through Facebook? Lots.
Let go. I haven't noticed, but
I'll tell you something about Facebook that has irritated me. When you get a list of birthdays, you know, so you want to quickly say happy birthday to them. Well, now they've changed the phrase. They used to be like happy birthday, you know, enjoy your day, you know, things that make sense. Now they've changed it to smile, it's your birthday. Well, I'm not going to send that to somebody, you know.
I don't want you to smile. I hope you're frowning today.
For one thing, they know it's automatic. I mean, they know that.
Well, here's one that gets me. Okay, so on your birthday, you get like 115 notifications for those people of the thousands that maybe you have as Facebook friends. But some of them just put HB. It's like, okay, thanks.
Happy birthday.
I know what it is, but
You feel a little down, really.
You can only give me two letters.
Well, I hated getting the birthday wishes on Facebook, mainly because I'm not a big birthday guy. I just didn't like it. It's all these notifications, whatever. So before I deactivated my Facebook page, I took my birthday off Facebook because you can do that. You can hide your birthday because I just hated getting them because I know exactly what it is. You didn't remember it was my birthday and then wish me a happy birthday. You saw it pop up and hit that auto reply to put it on my Facebook wall.
Well, I think a lot of people do go to the birthday thing. That's part of their routine. They'll go to where all the birthdays are of their friends and they'll write on there. So they did make a little bit of an effort because it doesn't just show up in your timeline that much anymore. Yeah.
Well, I know this. I don't know if it's truly heartfelt. You know,
correct.
You know what I mean? I think that's what that's the point you're kind of making there, I think.
And I don't care about birthdays much anyway, so.
It's time for, what is time for? Oh, Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
Oh. 1936, RCA displays TV for press.
Ooh, bet they were impressed. Get it?
1947, NBC's Meet the Press debuts as the U.S. longest-running TV show. Still on today.
It's Meet the Press with Tim Russert.
With Kim Kristen Welker now.
Yeah. Tim Russert was, I guess, the longest-running host.
Yeah. 1990, I can remember when Edwin Newman was the host.
Wow.
Going way back. 1990, I'm Your Baby Tonight, the third studio album by Whitney Houston is released.
Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your baby tonight. You're giving me ecstasy.
2018, British actor, is it Idris Elba or Idris?
Idris.
Idris Elba. Named People's Magazine Sexiest Man Alive. We keep waiting for yours to be announced, Brian, but so far, we've not seen your name come across there.
It's coming next year, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Remind me to cancel my account with people. Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on a Thursday.
For you, baby.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 6th, 1965. The Rolling Stones at the top of the singles chart with Get Off My Cloud. November 6th, 1979. The release of Willie Nelson's 25th studio album, his first Christmas album.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Pretty Paper.
Pretty Paper. Pretty ribbons blue.
I'm Brendan Brooks.
Oh, pretty paper.
And that's Rewind.
Ribbons are blue.
Sponsored by Progressive.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 53. Winds southeast 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. And then Friday showers become likely, storms also possible during the afternoon, and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
Good morning. Still running slow out here. 24 eastbound. Trying to get past that Jolton exit there at White's Creek Pike as they clean up from an earlier problem. Again, a little extra time through that Jolton area coming eastbound on 24 westbound. 24 starting to load up with more volume up through the Antioch area. Right on schedule, actually, with all that traffic building in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 west. Again, just trying to get up past Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR. Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
visit us and enjoy warm homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
There is a free grief support group, and this time of the year, that comes in handy. It's every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street, here in Murfreesboro. You hear us talking about Greenhouse Ministries and all the good that they do in the community. People are asking, how do I volunteer to be a part of that? Well, Greenhouse has a volunteer orientation every Thursday morning at 10. But if that's not convenient, they also have one in the evening on the last Thursday night at 5:30. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. And speaking of Greenhouse, if you want to be a part of their Thanksgiving turkey giveaway, drop by now and get your voucher. The Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Senior Center is at 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. Don't forget the Arts and Craft Fest and the United Women of Faith Bake Sale Saturday, November 15th at First United Methodist Church across from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum at First United Methodist Church. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Wake Up Crew, and we want to remind you that we've got the Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at CBS at 6:57. For CBS News, Dalton will be in and out with some news headlines. And so we've got a lot of things going on this morning, and be sure to drive carefully and safely out there this morning. Our dad joke of the day here for Thursday. Yesterday's was a winner. Two thumbs up from both of us, and very rapidly, really.
Yeah, mainly it was a good joke.
Mainly, it was making a comment about him,
yeah,
which always helps. So here's Thursday's joke.
John, you know they say using a smaller plate helps you on the diet, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, it took three of them to fit my dinner on it. I don't think it helps.
I'm a little torn.
I want to hear your thoughts, because I'm also a little torn.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up, but just barely. It really wasn't that funny.
I'm going to say it's a thumbs down.
Okay, so it would be a thumbs down, I guess.
CBS News brief, the FAA will cut the number of flights at major airports by 10% starting tomorrow to help bridge staffing shortages triggered by the government shutdown. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FAA says this is necessary because the pressure, the strain of the shutdown is building on controllers. They're seeing an increase in fatigue.
The death toll up to 12 in Tuesday's cargo plane explosion in Louisville. Several people are still missing. Three from Sean Garber's scrap metal recycling company nearby. He says he got a call from an employee.
She said, a plane crashed. And I said, you mean a plane crashed away from us? And then, no, the plane crashed on us.
Parents and staff outraged after ICE agents arrested a pre-K teacher from Columbia at a daycare center in Chicago. Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley.
This woman is a trusted, loved member of her community. With a work permit.
CBS News.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Health experts are raising alarms about alpha-gal syndrome, a rare but rising tick-borne illness linked to several red meat allergies.
I got the diagnosis several years ago, and I didn't know what it was at first. It started with, you know, how I'd eat the hamburger, and later, I had extreme stomach cramps. I'd break out in hives. And so we tried eliminating things like tomato, the cheese on the burger, but nothing seemed to really quite target what was going on.
Researchers report a 100-fold increase in AGS cases between 2013 and 2024.
My throat would close up.
With Tennessee among the states seeing the sharpest spikes.
I eventually underwent a series of blood tests, and the blood tests are what reveal the alpha-gal syndrome.
The disease is transmitted by the Lone Star tick, now common in the Southeast.
It's scary, but it's all mammalian meat. Deer, pork, buffalo, lamb, and of course beef.
Symptoms ranging from nausea and hives to life-threatening anaphylaxis can appear hours after eating beef, pork, or lamb.
At my house, I had to be given the EpiPen. Luckily, they prescribed that to me.
Because reactions are often delayed, misdiagnoses are common.
You never know in restaurants what is made with like a beef base. Could be a soup, gravy, lots of foods that are made with a beef base.
Doctor, stress prevention. Wear insect repellent, long sleeves, and avoid tall grass while outdoors. With Murfreesboro and other parts of Rutherford County seeing more outdoor activity year-round.
I can eat chicken and any seafood.
Local health officials recommend thorough tick checks after hikes or yard work to stay safe.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Got old tires, electronics, mattresses, or scrap metal you've been meaning to drop off? Well, here's your chance. Tennessee Environmental Council and Nissan North America invite you to the Smyrna Recycling Roundup, Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 983 Nissan Drive, Gate 5. It's your one-stop drop-off for hard-to-recycle items. And yes, it's free for everyone. Volunteer opportunities available. Donations are suggested. Nissan Smyrna Recycles, Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. When Kristen said, okay, you know, when we're going to do the remodel, because we're celebrating 35 years, we also wanted to make it more open and inviting, so we made the lobby a lot more open. booth seats a little bit different colors to kind of still keep it a little up to date, make it fresh. We wanted to make it cozier, make it a little bit brighter for people to see, to pay homage to where we have been the entire time. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Knoxville police say charges are pending after a wrong-way driver caused a crash on Locust Street late Wednesday morning. Investigators say the driver was headed the wrong way near Cumberland Avenue when they clipped a Knoxville area transit bus, then hit another vehicle head-on. The suspect ran from the scene but was quickly caught by officers nearby. Fortunately, only minor injuries were reported and police continued to investigate. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will cut air traffic by 10% across 40 major U.S. markets starting Friday if the government shutdown continues. The move aims to ease pressure on air traffic controllers, many of whom are working without pay and calling out, leading to nationwide delays. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned of more travel disruptions, while FAA Administrator Brian Bedford said safety remains the top priority as officials meet with airlines to plan the reductions. More news in 30 seconds.
Let's talk trash. Since 2016, we've reduced the amount of litter on our roadways by... drum roll, please. 12%. But there are still 88 million pieces of litter on our roadways, which is just way too many millions. Come on, people, help a cup out. Let's do this. Join the movement at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
If you caught a glimpse of the night sky last night, you saw quite the show. The largest and brightest supermoon of the year lit up the sky. NASA says a supermoon happens when the full moon reaches its closest point to Earth, making it appear bigger and brighter than usual. This one was called the Beaver Moon, named for the time when beavers prepare their lodges for winter. Sky watchers across the region reported stunning views as the brilliant moon capped off a beautiful November night. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. It's Thursday, November 6th. This is episode 178, what, 1783. Yeah. And it's Throwback Thursday as well. I'm going to take a poll now of how the daylight saving time ending has affected our lives. I've been at home, so sunset, sunrise, they don't really matter. I'm inside in front of the television set, so I don't really have a big issue with it right now. But when I get back out driving around and going to games and things, did I say going to games?
Mm-hmm, you did.
No, I'm going to my granddaughter's games and maybe some basketball, maybe some radio games. It's probably going to be going to affect me greatly. But how have you dealt with it?
I really hate the whole you get off work and it's already dark.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
People that work 9 to 5, it's really depressing.
Yeah.
Very. I just don't, I know you got an extra hour, but that extra hour doesn't help when you don't go to bed at the same time. So you think, well, I got an extra hour, and then it turns into 2 hours, and you go to bed late, and then it just spirals. So
see, I never take advantage of the extra hour.
No, me either.
I always stay up another hour. Uh-huh. You know, well, I got another hour, so I can stay up later.
Yeah, so and then that 1 hour then turns into two, and then you lose an hour of sleep anyway. So
at this moment of my life, I go to sleep whenever I can.
Well, true.
Are you sleepier during? I find myself a little sleepier. You know, during this time period.
Well, when you finally finish things, which is sometimes for me, 6 o'clock or so, it's still a little bit light outside, but it's going to be like an hour into darkness. It is now. So yeah. It's like, wow, my whole day's gone and it's nighttime already.
I think one of the shortest days of the year is in December, I believe.
That's when
it's like 4:30, the sun has set.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Christmas. I mean, that happens, when we go to winter.
So about 4:45, man, it's like, bummer. It seems not quite as bad since they've given schools the week off at Thanksgiving. That seems to help a little bit because, you know, it's a little different. You got a couple of days off and that kind of thing. So that helps a little bit. But more than, it's just depressing to me, I guess is the word I got to use, depressing.
So part of the uncertainty about, you know, the time change and making it permanent or whatnot is which you're going to make permanent. Is it daylight saving time that you're going to make permanent, or is it when we fall back, that spring forward, fall back? Yeah, when you fall back, are you going to leave it at that time? To me, I prefer daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I want to save the daylight.
I think that's what President Trump wants.
I think that's right. And so maybe when we change the clocks, you know, in the spring again, when we spring forward, maybe that will be the time that we say, psh, no more time change.
Which we've been on the air for 10 years, the better part of a decade, 8 years we've been on the air. And we've said every single year that this is the year they're going to do away with it. So well, I'll believe it when I see it.
What is the holdup with Congress on that, by the way? I mean, I never did quite understand why there's such a problem getting that passed one way or the other.
There's some opposition to it, especially in other time zones, and especially the further north you go, the northern states. They're saying that, you know, having kids go to the bus stop in the dark. Well, they're getting off the bus in the dark sometimes when the time changed. So why does that make such a big difference? I think the southern states are for it. And I've heard that Florida is going to make the decision to not move the clocks and move the time if that's not made nationally. And other states have done that. I don't think Arizona does. And there are some areas that don't.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's going to move one of these days. Of course, like you said, Dalton, we've been saying that for 10 years.
Right.
So there you go. All right, it's time to celebrate some celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1861, James Naismith, a Canadian-American physical educator and inventor of basketball and the football helmet, born in Almonte, Ontario. In 1916, Ray Conniff, American band leader and musician of the Ray Conniff Singers, born in Massachusetts.
Pull the strings, I turned and you were gone. Wild from the dark.
1946, Sally Field, American actress. She played in Forrest Gump. She was Gidget and the Flying Nun, born in Pasadena, California. 1948, Glenn Frey was born, American rock vocalist of the Eagles.
For the one who owes me, to the one who stole me once, and she's a friend of mine, take it easy.
In 1988, Emma Stone, American actress, she was in Superbad, The Amazing Spider-Man, born in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's a look at celebrity birthdays and local birthdays. Truman Jones has a birthday today. Jared McDonald, Kevin Wright, Tony Parker, Mark Perry, Hoyt Carter Jr., and Doris Ann Fitz.
And if you know someone celebrating a birthday, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And we're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding.
Do I say something? Oh, no. Go.
No, I don't think so.
I think you did. You texted the birthdays, right? All that stuff. You
yeah,
said
yeah.
all that.
Yeah, got all that. Jared McDonald, former producer here at News Radio WGNS.
Yep.
I did not know that. Yep. And Truman Jones, of course, we all know Truman. And Kevin Wright, happy birthday to him, too. So there are a lot of big names on there today. 6:55, time to check our weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 53. Winds southeast, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Friday showers become likely, storms also possible during the afternoon, and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Still running slow, trying to get through the Jolton area right now. As cleanup continues on a crash, it's been up there for a while, slowing down that traffic flow. 24 eastbound at White Creek Pike. Again, a lot of traffic just trying to get through there right now, coming in from Clarksville through Jolton right now, where it's slow. 24 eastbound at White Creek Pike. It's loading up pretty good now, with more volume here on 24 westbound at Bell Road up through the Antioch area. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and ache your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
CBS Entertainment with Predator Badlands opening this weekend. Four words always come to mind.
Death of the Choppers!
Hey, if you don't know it, look it up. Arnold Schwarzenegger from the OG 1987 Predator, which made him an action hero star. Could he be returning to the franchise? Maybe. According to producers, director Dan Trachtenberg has been in talks with Arnold, who's a big fan of the new movie.
We're going!
Well, that escalated quick. We told you this week it's a foregone conclusion that K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is coming. Well, now Netflix and Sony are officially prepping the sequel. But you're going to have to wait this one out. Word is it won't drop until 2029. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:58. We're getting ready to get out of here for the first hour. We'll be back around 11 after the hour of 7 o'clock for hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. Chris Harris is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for all he does to promote middle and high school athletics in the county. Chris is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And what about that Good Neighbor recognition, Dalton?
The Good Neighbor recognition is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown and nationally known, honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
If you want to send in birthdays, anniversaries, we're taking those real quick. 615-893-1450. You got about a half an hour to get those into us as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries today. You could win some banana pudding. So half an hour, in an hour, we're going to announce all the names here on the Wake Up Crew.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
It's 6:55. Be sure to be safe out there this morning.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Flight reductions as travelers fume.
My flight had been delayed 5.5 hours.
Tariff battle at the Supreme Court.
It seems likely that the administration is going to lose here.
UPS plane crash probe.
The engine fell off the wing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's about to get worse for air travelers who face trouble from airport staffing shortages caused by the government shutdown. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports new reductions are set to take hold tomorrow.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is promising unprecedented action, cutting 10% of flights at 40 high-volume airports amid persistent air traffic control short staffing during the government shutdown. The nation's busiest travel hubs are among those expected to face cuts: Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, Los Angeles, plus all three New York City area airports. And as the government shutdown drags on, controllers are set to miss a second full paycheck next week. Sick calls have surged, prompting what FAA Administrator Brian Bedford called a proactive move.
If the pressures continue to build, we'll come back and take additional measures.
Starting Friday, airlines expect to cut at least 4% of flights to those 40 airports, ramping up to 10% by sometime next week, which could mean thousands of flights canceled daily.
President Trump blamed the shutdown, now in day 37, in part for Republican election losses. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports there's no indication the president is willing to negotiate.
In a new interview, President Trump blamed a lack of communication for the string of GOP losses on election night.
The biggest problem is Republicans don't talk about it. They don't talk about the word affordability, and the Democrats lie about it.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer put Trump's words about the shutdown on display.
What are these election results? They're a bolt of lightning and a wake-up call to Donald Trump to start working with us to end this crisis.
Sources tell CBS News that President Trump today will announce a new government-negotiated price for GLP-1 weight loss drugs, such as Ozempic and Wegovy. They can cost about $1,000 a month without insurance, but the negotiated price in certain cases will be $149 a month. President Trump's power to impose tariffs could be in question after arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court in a case brought by tariff opponents. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
Even if the president loses this case, that doesn't mean it's the end of all tariffs. There's another law Trump is pointing to impose tariffs on other products like steel and lumber, cars, trucks. Those would remain in place regardless of what happens in this case. I expect a decision in this case possibly by the end of this year.
Now to Louisville, CBS's Tom Hansen has the latest on the investigation into the UPS plane crash that left at least 12 people dead.
The NTSB says the black boxes are built to withstand extreme heat and expressed confidence they'll be able to extract the relevant data stored inside. According to preliminary information released by the NTSB, the area around the left wing of the 34-year-old aircraft was enveloped by fire during its takeoff roll Tuesday. The agency says CCTV footage from the airport then shows the left engine detaching from the wing.
The engine that's been seen in some photographs, we do believe that that is the engine from the left side of the plane. It is actually on the airfield.
Grade A Recycling was one of several local businesses in the aircraft's impact zone. Owner Sean Garber was away on business when he got a FaceTime from employee Georgie Dow.
She said, a plane crashed. And I said, you mean a plane crashed away from us? And then, no, the plane crashed on us.
It wasn't just a couple minutes. It wasn't just the plane crashed and that was it. It was an explosion after explosion after explosion. I heard, people yelling, where are these people? One of our truck drivers had that our vendors, his jacket was melted. He said he thought he broke his leg.
So it was so hot that people's clothing was melted.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A federal judge has ordered improvements to the immigration facility outside Chicago. The order mandates clean beds, hygiene products and medication, showers, meals, and bottled water. And CBS's Usher Qureshi reports an ICE arrest in Chicago has grabbed attention.
ICE agents dragged a pre-K teacher out of a daycare center on Chicago's north side. She can be seen pleading with the agents as she's pushed up against a waiting sedan. At one point, she shouts in Spanish, "I have papers." Officials identified the woman as Diana Galeano, a Colombian national in the country since 2023 and seeking asylum.
Unionized Starbucks workers have voted to go on strike, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wall.
The strike would begin November 13th, which is Red Cup Day at Starbucks, when the coffee chain offers free, collectible, reusable holiday cups. It's one of Starbucks' busiest days of the year. Starbucks Workers United represents baristas at about 550 of the chain's 10,000 stores. The union has proposed an immediate 65% pay increase and the option to shut down mobile ordering when stores get too busy. Starbucks says those are not serious proposals.
CBS's Jason Brooks tells us the question today at Tesla is about adding zeros to the CEO's paycheck.
Elon Musk is already the richest person in the world, and Tesla shareholders are voting on whether the company's chief executive will receive a record compensation package totaling $1 trillion. The stock-based package is tied to Tesla meeting production milestones, and Tesla chair Robin Denholm wrote to shareholders that they risk losing Musk as CEO if they don't approve Musk's compensation package.
Now to the Philippines, where there's widespread flooding after a typhoon that's blamed for more than 100 deaths. The storm is now hitting Vietnam. CBS's Vicky Barker tells us Mexico's president plans to press charges after she was groped on the streets.
It happened in clear view of cameras and of her security detail as President Claudia Sheinbaum was mingling with crowds in Mexico City. A visibly drunk man tries to kiss her, then embrace her from behind.
Si esto le hacen a la presidenta.
If they can do this to the president, she said, then what will happen to all the young women in this country?
From France, amid the security questions after the jewel heist at the Louvre, an employee reveals the password for the museum's video surveillance system was L-O-U-V-R-E, Louvre. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 53. Winds southeast 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Friday showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs warm into the low 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 47.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Good morning. It's been a challenge just trying to get past that Jolton exit from the earlier collision we had on 24 eastbound near Whites Creek Pike. Again, it's still slow down through there. It's really slow on 65 southbound down through Millersville right now through that section of Sumner County around the 101 mile marker. We're looking at it live right now. It's just creeping along down through Millersville, Sumner County right now on 65 southbound. 24, yeah, it's heavy. Westbound here by Bell Road coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Sun's rising high over that Tennessee land, where John Brown and Dalton lend a helping hand. Got my coffee strong, ready for the ride. With the Wake Up Crew, I'll take it all in stride. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John Brown and Dalton are here for you. With the Wake Up Crew, it's a brighter day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All righty, welcome into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. Good Thursday morning to you out there, wherever you may be consuming the Wake Up Crew. You might be listening 10 days from now on a podcast. Hello to you, if you are. It is November the 6th. It's episode 1783, and we're already counting down to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming up, friends. It is in just 21 days. The turkeys will soon go into hibernation. No, they'll just be hiding from you. 49 days now until Christmas. And we've got football this weekend. Middle Tennessee will host FIU. It's Salute to Veterans. It's always a big time, so hope you'll get out and support the Blue Raiders and support our veterans. 12:30 airtime, 2 o'clock kickoff from Floyd Stadium. We've got high school football tomorrow night. And Vanderbilt will host Auburn this weekend. Both UT and the Titans are off this week. And let me just go ahead and jump right into our song of the day, since I forgot yesterday, and most days I do. Top 10 most iconic TV show theme songs. We're at number 7 this morning, and the 7th most popular TV theme song, most iconic if you will, is the MASH theme song. But it had words. Did you know that?
Visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld from me.
So this is what you heard when you heard MASH, the TV show. But John told me, and I didn't realize this because I've never seen the movie MASH, and that came out before the TV show, and they did use the actual words on that. So...
Now, was that song, John, do you know if it was written for the movie or was it written separately?
I think it was written for the movie, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, it was performed by Johnny Mandel and Mike Altman. So, one of the most iconic TV theme songs for you this morning. How's Chipper doing? I see he's made an appearance.
Special guest today for the 7 o'clock hour.
You can hear his collar rustling.
We need as many people listening as we can.
He just yawned right there, so I guess
that's pretty accurate. It's early in the morning. Come on, man, give him a break.
It wouldn't matter. It could be like 2 o'clock, and he'd still be yawning.
I want to make sure that we get in the thing that he wanted to talk about yesterday.
Oh yes,
I want to give him plenty of time to fill out his folder, make sure he's got all that stuff that he's got in there, and. Get rid of some of that. So well, are you ready?
It's interesting and it's recent news. So that's why I thought it would be something cool that we could all talk about.
Recent-ish.
Well, okay.
It came out a couple of weeks ago. The highest paid dead celebrities. Are you ready? Number 10, Kobe Bryant.
Brand deals.
I think that's right. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. Especially
his widow has taken care of that too. I mean, she's made sure that, you know, his name's still out there.
$10 million in the last year. So this would be 2025, but in the last year, it'd be like you sum into 2024. They reached a big Nike deal in 2022. Arnold Palmer is, well, Kobe's 13. Palmer is 11. I didn't know there were that many. Or he's 10. $11 million.
That's from drinking an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, the iced tea and lemonade mixture. Because Arizona's got one of those beverages, and so that brings in $11 million.
It's crazy. Doesn't he have some like golf club line?
Yeah, I think he had a couple of golf courses too.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure.
Yeah, he owns a couple of golf courses, so that helps with that. Number 11 on the list is Prince, $11 million. So he's tied with Arnold Palmer.
That's probably just royalties and stuff from his music and movies. And
there's a 9-hour-long documentary on Netflix, too, that they're making some money on there, I think. Number 12, John Lennon. Or number 10, John Lennon, $12 million. I'll figure it out one of these days. They've had the HBO documentary. They've had all kinds of things. Still making money on the video of the 72 benefit they did at Madison Square Garden, too.
That's crazy.
Interestingly enough. Coming in at number 9 is Bob Marley, $13 million. They launched Bob Marley's Hope Road, which stages 29 live shows per year, and so they're making millions in that. Jimmy Buffett, number 8. So a lot of these are, you know, celebrities who are singers and things of that nature.
He owns some restaurants and stuff too.
Yeah, Margaritaville's and that kind of thing. Elvis Presley on the early, I mean, Forbes has done this for 25 years and Elvis was the top forever. But now number 7, $17 million a year for Elvis Presley Enterprises. That's what is brought in there. Moving on to Miles Davis. He is jazz musician. Number 5, the Notorious B.I.G. $80 million a year for his estate.
Crazy.
Richard Wright and Syd Barrett, co-founders of Pink Floyd, $81 million apiece. Dr. Seuss, number 2, $85 million.
That doesn't surprise me. Those books are everywhere.
Cat in the Hat, Grinch, all the movies, the Netflix shows, all of that. Who is number 1, do you think?
I have no idea.
Think singer.
Okay. Dead singer.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He had more money now than when he died. He didn't have as much money when he died.
$105 million a year for the estate. Here's some sports for you.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a wild ending between the Lakers and the Spurs, but LA survived 118-116 to extend their winning streak to 5. Luka Doncic ended with 35 points, 9 rebounds, and 13 assists. Nikola Jokic recorded his 5th triple-double of the season, and the Nuggets defeated the Heat 122-112. Russell Westbrook also had a triple-double as the shorthanded Kings beat the shorthanded Warriors 121-116. And the Trailblazers handed OKC their first loss of the season, coming out on top 121-119. In the NHL, another historic night for Alex Ovechkin.
And a puck behind the net. Bennington looking to play it, and he gave it away to Ovechkin. The puck centered up here for Chikrin to drive, and a puck that is in, a score! And it's 900 goals for Alexander Ovechkin!
You just heard on the Capitals Radio Network, they crushed the Blues 6-1.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Fair Construction can help. Fair Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Fair Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Fair Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing the wind. Tough and welcoming spring, so bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on the Wake Up Crew at 722. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro and a double dose of trouble here this morning. Chandra McDaniel joins us, the Community Relations Director and Life Enrichment Director, Melissa Moulet. And I don't know how we're going to contain this, but we're going to give it a shot. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Brian.
Oh, goodness. You two have too much fun together, and especially the picture that you sent me saying, we're going to both be on today, and you were dressed like Willy Wonka. Or Oompa Loompas?
Oompa Loompas on Halloween. It was amazing. Our whole staff, we did the original Willy Wonka. Our executive director, Hope, was Willy. And Jeb was Charlie, and we were Oompa Loompas. And
we were the cutest Oompa Loompas that ever walked the earth.
I would imagine so. And the residents enjoyed that, I'm sure. Got a kick out of
they
it.
They did. They had a great time. And then we handed out candy that night. And
it was a social hour. We had a costume contest. It was a full day on Friday.
Nice. Yeah. So
fun.
You always kind of do the big holidays up, you know, and making it a lot of fun. And there's all kinds of, you had a petting zoo yesterday, Melissa. Why petting zoo? Tell me about that. How did that go?
Yes, we had Summit Hill Farm come out and we had all different kinds of animals, a lot of minis, mini goats,
mini cow,
mini donkey, a baby kangaroo. Yes, we had a great time. We had snacks and food. The weather was beautiful. We prayed for 7 weeks for great weather, and we got it.
Independent and memory care.
Independent and memory care, yes. And we'll have pictures to follow. We're going to.
That'll be, will be on the Facebook page, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Did you say you were going to a play here soon?
We are. We're going to MTSU on Friday morning the 7th to see Pirates of Penzance.
That's nice. So you try to hit a lot of the big community events and things going on. I know it's not farmers market season, but over at the Lane Agri Park, they're still having the they're going to do it winter and spring. So they're going to continue on. So, I mean, all kinds of things that you all get into. Your calendar, how far in advance do you book your calendar out?
I'm going to be honest. I'm already in January.
Oh, I was going to say December. Yeah, she does way ahead of time.
Yeah, I already have people booked for January. December's calendar is basically done.
Nice. Already. Well,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Keeping everything together. We're talking to Chandra McDaniel and Melissa Moulet over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Next Tuesday is Veterans Day. What's coming up for Veterans Day?
Well, we actually have 16 veterans here at the Villages, which we're really proud of. We actually have 27 men, so that's a lot of men here in the Villages, and they're wonderful. And we're going to give them a steak dinner just for them up in the Sarah King Room, and we really want to treat them. Melissa's going to give everybody a flag that was painted for them. And
our female residents painted big canvases with American flags on them and put, like, Freedom, USA, Home of the Brave, and we're going to personalize them for each veteran with their name, their rank, how many years they served, and they're gonna, we'll have them up in the Sarah King room when they come in for their private meal. They'll be able to go to their specific flag and have that as a gift from the other residents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. That is that's awesome, and a way to get everybody together and participating. So that's a cool way to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are getting close to Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe, but it's closer and closer. When will you all celebrate that?
We're going to celebrate on November 22nd, and the families and friends are all welcome to come out, and we're RSVPing right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Barbara's going to make an amazing
spread. She does wonderful.
We have amazing food here, yes. As you know. We talk about it all the time, and the residents are so happy with the food. And that's going to be, we had a huge one last year. We're expecting.
We have two seatings.
Well, we're full. Yeah, we're full this year, so we should even have more. So, yeah.
I can't think of a better place. Get all the families together, and you know, the residents, I'm sure they like to show off, you know, their friends and all of that they have made. And the holiday season, you all do it right. I'm sure the Christmas decorations are being pulled out and gathered and figuring out what goes where soon enough.
Not yet. Hope says not yet. She'll be doing that pretty soon, but
we're gonna enjoy
a little bit of Thanksgiving, and then we'll get all that out. We end up having 7 Christmas trees in our community, which is, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it is a sight to see.
We have such a great place, Brian. I mean, when I think about it, I tell my husband all the time, I would actually work for free. He says, for me not to be crazy, but I mean, that's how much I love my job. I know Melissa does, the whole staff. I mean, and really it's all because of Hope. And I mean, she's been here 8+ years, and a lot of our residents have been here, you know, Sandy 8+ years and Melissa 7 years. I mean, I think that makes a big difference in our community, and the residents feel it. And it's just such a happy place.
Seven years.
Yeah. Just a great team together, and how you all work together. And I think that's one of the reasons why you all stay full. And I think you are now, but you know, not too early, to get on the list and come out and do tours and things of that nature over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Let me give you their phone number, 615-848-3030, or better yet, check them out at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or on facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro. Sandra McDaniel and Melissa Moulet joining us today on the show.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an auction, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
Hold it till you're 27 and a half.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, ah, we made the right decision. We like everything about the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and ache your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've reached 7:30 on this Thursday morning. We've got a little throwback coming up for you here on this November 6th, episode 1783 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Truman Jones, Jared McDonald, Kevin Wright, Tony Parker, Mark Perry, Hoyt Carter Jr., and Doris Ann Fitz.
And we need some more names on that list, so go ahead and get them into us. 615. I mean, I know nobody can compete with Dick Palmer. He's had more birthdays than maybe anyone. But get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. Delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize.
Why are you picking on Dick Palmer? He doesn't have a birthday today. It's Truman Jones, but same.
You're right.
It works.
You're right.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Check of weather, traffic, and news all straight ahead, then more of the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 53. Winds southeast 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Friday showers become likely, storms also possible during the afternoon, and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Good morning. It's been a challenge trying to get past that Jolton exit. All morning long, it seems like we had a wreck up there earlier this morning. That's in its cleanup stages. 24 eastbound, again at the Jolton exit. It's been slow go through that section of Davidson County. It's a crash out here in Antioch that's being moved right now. 24 westbound in Haywood Lane. It was there long enough in traffic to aggravate all that heavy traffic flow that's trying to get up through Antioch right now in from Murfreesboro on 24 westbound as they clear up that wreck near Haywood Lane. Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care today in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County School are expanding educational opportunities with the upcoming launch of their Choice School program. This initiative allows families to apply for enrollment in schools outside of their zone districts, offering broader access to specialized programs, including charter school options. According to Choice School Coordinator Dr. Jeff McCann, while final seat availability is still being determined, capacity will likely be limited due to ongoing concerns over overcrowding. Recent rezoning efforts and the continued use of portable classrooms highlight the need for additional infrastructure. Plans are already underway for a new high school, and a potential new school in the Walter Hill area is being considered to ease strain on current campuses. Once accepted through the program, students can remain at their chosen school through the full grade span without reapplying, even if they reside outside of the original school zone. Choice School Specialist Melinda Walters emphasized that selections are made via a lottery system, not based on academic performance. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro's Oakland High School is celebrating excellence both on and off the field with the announcement of its 2025 Football Hall of Fame inductees. The honorees include standout athletes such as Christian Cantrell, Jackson Cawthon, and Xavier Myers, as well as beloved figures like Coach Melvin Daniels Sr. and Principal Butch Vaughn. The induction ceremony will take place during the halftime on November the 7th playoff game, spotlighting the legacy of athletic achievement in Rutherford County and honoring those who've shaped Oakland's proud football tradition. That's all for now. For updates on these and more local news stories, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy.
Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is our time from News Radio, WGNS, here on Throwback Thursday today.
Do you remember these?
And see, John and I can go back. John goes further back than me, and then there's Dalton. And so it has to be like 2000s history for you.
Yeah, see, you say that like it's a bad thing. But well, that was 20 years ago.
True. But
we're closer to the year 2050 than we are the year 2000.
True. True. But
so hop off, old man. That's see, what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, my point is it's hard to do Throwback Thursday with you, but
I've got 26 years to throw back. But well, you have a good idea that I think is going to help, and we're going to talk through things, and I'm going to John's going to guess whether or not you ever said it to me, and then I'll confirm if he's correct.
And then we want to know whether you're going to say it to your daughter.
No.
Some ridiculous things parents say. I bet you will. Don't make me count to three.
John, was that ever said to me?
Yes.
That is correct. You're going to use your buzzer?
I usually would say, don't make me count. So I don't want to count.
No, you skipped the don't make me count to three. You just started counting.
I hope your kids turn out just like you.
Oh, I'm sure he said that.
I think you did. Mama used to say that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you used to say it as much.
No, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Whoa.
Someone had better be bleeding.
No, I don't think you said that.
He did not. He would normally just say, what's going on here or something.
Do as I say, not as I do.
No, you'd never say that because you wouldn't want to admit that you ever did anything wrong.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
If you're going to act like a child, I'm going to treat you like one.
Hmm. I could see Mama saying that more than Brian saying it, but...
You used to bust out the old, act your age, not your shoe size. That's one you used to bust out a lot. But, I mean, you've said a variation on that plenty.
If you live under my roof, you're going to follow my rules.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah. And the tone that he said it probably.
Oh yeah,
harsher.
We can discuss it. We can discuss this when you're older.
I don't believe you ever said that.
No, not really.
Discussion.
Because I said so.
Oh yeah,
John. He said that one to you.
Oh yeah.
You're not even his kid.
I know, and I'm older than he is.
Ah, you're okay. Skin, knee, something like
that. No, you never got to that point. You were too busy laughing at me.
You can be anything you set your mind to.
I can't see him being that philosophical.
Or kind. Loving.
No, I mean.
Did you ever hear, go ask your father? What do you think, John?
I heard that a lot from me.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to say that to me a lot.
Yeah.
Did Mama say that? I don't think so.
She did. What I never got was the opposite. I never got go ask your mother.
No.
From you.
No. Don't let that bother you.
I can't see him saying that.
Once again, yeah, all the kind ones, you can just go ahead and...
Back in my day...
I don't know. Back in my day, I think he's too guilty of things he did back in his day that he would bring that up.
No, you would all the time. Like the time I got my speeding ticket and whatever, you'd say, you know, I've never had a single speeding ticket in my entire life. You used to do that all the time. I never, ever did blah, blah, blah.
But it wasn't like back in my day.
No, no. It was just here, son.
priority.
Here, son, I am. This is how much better than you I am. That's how it was.
One more. Then I'll just leave you here. Like, if they didn't want to go, if they didn't want to leave, well, I'll just leave you here and turn right, walk away.
That sounds like you.
Yeah, I got that one a lot.
Well, there you go. A little throwback here today. Things parents say.
Shut up and say,
well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Do your sinus infections always seem to come back no matter what you do? The pressure builds, the headaches drag on, the congestion makes it hard to sleep, hard to focus, hard to feel like yourself. Here's what most people don't actually know. Sinus infections keep coming back because your sinuses can't fully drain. That's why the pressure, the headaches, and the congestion keep coming back time and time again. Balloon sinuplasty gently opens your sinuses in a quick in-office procedure so the infections can finally clear. At Murfreesboro Sinus Center, they've helped thousands of patients break free from the sinus infection cycle so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and finally feel like yourself again. Don't wait another season fighting sinus pain. Call Murfreesboro Sinus Center today at 615-649-4590 to see if balloon sinuplasty is right for you. Call 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:42. It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kick off the holiday season downtown Murfreesboro with the annual Christmas tree lighting powered by MTE. Mark your calendars. It's Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. That's right. Enjoy caroling, a visit with Santa, watch the tree light up on the square, celebrate Christmas downtown, December 5th, powered by MTE. Chris Harris is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for all he does to promote middle and high school athletes in Rutherford County. Chris Harris today, the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS. That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. And if you would like to have someone as the Good Neighbor of the Day in the coming days, all you have to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. And our thanks to Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And the Good Neighbor recognition today brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Nice guy.
You know, they used to say smaller plates help you on your diet, but I'm not sure it helps. It took 3 plates to fit my dinner on it.
Replay.
Not my favorite. Down,
but since I said thumbs up, you're going to get a thumbs up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little tainted. I'm sorry. It's a little tainted.
It's okay. Better tainted than other. Back in my day, it wouldn't happen.
Oh, my.
There's a little play on words there.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to hear those in the next 3 days, too. I bet.
Uh-huh. So what have we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, we talked about daylight saving time. And how terrible it is, and how we wish it would just leave it alone and let the, you know, if we didn't do anything, we didn't change the clocks, we didn't fall back, then probably the earliest it would be like 5:30, would be dark.
Yeah. Is it really that big of a deal to change clocks anymore, though?
No, that the changing clocks thing doesn't bother me at all. I don't have a clock in my house.
What about your stove?
My stove clock changes automatically.
Oh, of course it does.
So, well, and my microwave doesn't have a clock.
Really?
So.
I'm surprised it doesn't have a clock.
Yeah. My microwave, now I've got one of those like low profile microwaves. So its little screen just goes off when there's nothing on it.
Okay.
And my stove is new.
Does your smart watch change automatically, Brian?
Yeah. I mean, it changes with the phone. It's hooked with the phone and phones change automatically.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming. I've never watched it change. Maybe I'll stay up next time we do a time
change. Just talked about how you don't need to stay up, so you get to benefit from the extra hour.
Yeah.
I have been up several times, and it's really kind of depressing watching it change over.
Is it really?
It is, because it's like, man, I'm up at 2 o'clock.
So it goes from 1:59 to 2 o'clock, then to 2 o'clock the next hour?
It goes from 2:59 to 2 o'clock.
Oh.
So.
That's weird. I'm usually up, especially.
Or no, it goes from 1:59 back to 1 o'clock is what it does.
Okay. Whatever happens.
Yeah. But it's depressing, because it's especially depressing on the opposite end, which I've been up for both, where it goes from 2:59 to or from 1:59 to 3 o'clock. That's the worst.
Well, the spring forward for radio is not bad, but for fall back, you have to have an extra hour of programming in.
That's where we're going to run this segment of the Wake Up Crew at 2 a.m.
Well, no, since it's already passed. It's overnight and coast to coast, but it kind of, it just, they stick in an extra hour.
Yeah, but I mean, it just, that part doesn't bother me. Changing clocks, not a big deal. It's the sun setting so early, and you get off work and it's dark and you can't take the dog for a walk and all that. I mean, it just is no fun.
It is tough. It's tough. What?
And it's not great when you're trying to sleep train a baby either.
No, I wouldn't think. Well, get to our song of the day from MASH. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 53. Winds southeast 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Friday showers become likely. Storms also possible during the afternoon. And highs warm into the low 70s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WG.